Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Minutes on the timer. The topic, as suggested by Connor Green, is motivation.
Yeah, when you said motivation, I wasn't motivated to talk about it. I just felt, oh God, that sounds a bit boring. But it actually is the crux of anything positive. Like, to get motivated can either be the easiest or the most difficult thing to do. And the results of a motivated person are incredible. And finding motivation is something that everybody has to do every day. And I didn't realize until you mentioned that we're going to be talking about this about an hour ago, just how important being motivated is and just how one little thing can bring it all crashing down. What did you think when you heard the word motivation?
Well, firstly, it makes me think about work straight away, which I'm not sure is a good thing or not, but that's just the relationship it has to me in my head. And it makes me think of my main motivation, which is professional pride, which is I want people to think that I've done a good job. Like, I always want to be seen as having done a good job at work.
That's really important to you.
That's hugely important to me. That's one of my key values. I don't want to let anyone down. I don't want to let my team down. And I want people to think that I'm competent in some way. I want people to have a good impression of me.
When has it happened in the past where you, where someone hasn't thought that and made it clear that you haven't done a good job? How did that feel?
It's normally myself, to be honest. It's normally I recognise in myself that I've not done my best on something, and it's a horrible feeling. It, particularly if it's like a project that lasts a while, something like that, that you're working on and you can see the end result and it's not where you wanted it to be, it's, you just feel crap about yourself. Whereas if the opposite happens, if you do something that you're really proud of and gets plaudits and your colleagues feel good about it, that's the best feeling in the world. It's lovely.
That's amazing. I mean, I kind of knew that about you, Chris. I knew that your brain worked that way. But I'm like the opposite.
Really?
Like, yeah, when it's someone else's shit, when it's something like another job, I'm like, I'll do what I can. Like, I'm going to do my best for you. But I don't, like, at the end of the day, go, oh, I didn't do my best today. Should have done better. I'm like, go home, sit on the settee, stick a box set on, forget about it till I have to be back in there. That's probably why I didn't succeed as well as you have. And probably don't, I've never, you know, had the earning power of Chris Miller. Because, well, I never really took pride in working for another organisation. I worked hard. I always worked hard. But it didn't bother me if people thought my work wasn't good enough. I was like, whatever. It's just bad, I think.
The thing is, you mentioned earning power, and part of the problem with me is I'm not that motivated by money. So I'm actually not paid particularly well. I'm not doing terribly. I'm comfortable, but I could definitely earn more in another sector. But I love the sector I work in. And so I work in higher education. I'm not afraid to say that on the podcast. It's fine. And I'm motivated by the fact that I feel like the aim of the institution that I work for is to do some public good. And that feels not, that makes me really happy. It makes me feel inspired to be there. It makes me feel like, even though my role in that is not necessarily delivering that public good, I'm facilitating it. And that makes me feel really happy. So I'm motivated by that too. But the wages in the public sector are not the best. So I could be earning more in the private sector. But I'm more.
But it doesn't motivate you, does it?
Exactly, it doesn't motivate me, so I'm not doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a problem with motivation. Now that I work for myself, I've got a nice little business producing podcasts like this and doing other bits and pieces as well, consultancy. I still have an issue with motivating myself. Like, I don't get up in the morning going, yes, let's get to work, ever, ever. In fact, I've never had that feeling in my entire life.
Seriously?
I can't wait to start work. Genuinely. I'm one of these people, mate, I would be happy, genuinely happy, if I never had to work a day in my life ever again.
What would you do with your time?
I'd walk the dog. I would go on holiday. I would do all the things. What people call procrastination, I call living. I don't get the guilty feeling that some people get, that you may get.
Yeah.
When you're procrastinating. I don't. I get the guilty feeling. What drives me is having done the work. the feeling of having done the work is intensely satisfying. And luckily, the work I do now is talking about things that I love. So it's not really work. Do you know what I mean? But previously, it's just like if I didn't have the discipline that's taken me a long time to get, the business would fall apart. I have to force myself to work. And the idea of working is worse than actually working. So I have to get past the moment of resistance. Once I get past that, I can sit at my computer for hours. You know, there was a couple of weeks ago, I was at my computer from about 10 in the morning to about 1 o'clock in the morning. I was there all day working on stuff. Not because I really love doing it, but it just has to be done. And the only bits I do really enjoy are the, you know, talking to you. Now, this isn't work to me. This is a conversation with my friend. But by proxy, it is work.
So I'm motivated by having things that I know need to be done, like tasks and even things like chores.
Do you write lists for yourself?
I write lists all the time. I'm a very organised, but it must do my girlfriend's head in. It must do everyone I know's head in, to be honest. I'm militantly organised. and if I know that, I don't know, the dishwasher needs emptying or there's a pile of ironing that needs doing, that I'm motivated to do it just by the fact that it's a task that needs to be achieved. And I'm a complete finisher. I like to...
Your brain rewards you when you do it, right?
Exactly.
Releases endorphins.
I feel good about that. Yeah. I am getting better as I get older. For example, staying in bed in the morning. I used to wake up and get up and shower straight away. But now I am much better at, you know, trying to get back to sleep for another hour at the weekend or getting up and watching a bit of telly in bed and not thinking about all the tasks I've got to do that are outstanding. That's definitely, I've got more relaxed with that kind of thing as I've got older. But I still, if I spend a day, like for example, if I'm sick and I have to spend the day on the sofa or in bed just watching telly, I feel so crap by the end of the day because I feel like I've achieved nothing. And I feel guilty about it and I beat myself up and I'm just like, this has been a waste of a day. I feel terrible and I get that kind of cabin fever, feeling that I've been trapped in one place all day and done nothing. Whereas if I'm, you know, I've done some chores, I've been out to the shops and done the shopping, I've been to see a friend, I've posted a letter, I've done all these little things, I feel good about it. You know, I feel like I've achieved something. That motivates me.
That's an inbuilt reward system. It's where your brain treats you for doing good stuff. My brain doesn't treat me that way. My brain says, you know what? You know what you'd like right now? You'd like a little sit down on the sofa. You'd like a little glass of wine, wouldn't you? I go, yeah, I would, yeah. And you would like a cuddle with the missus. And that would make you feel good. And I go, yeah, that would, brain. I'd like to do that. I'll do that right now, in fact. But what I do, what motivates me, isn't a positive thing. It's a negative thing. So I know that if my missus walks through the door and I'm playing Football Manager 2000, Championship Manager 2001, 2002, and there's washing up done, that's not fair on her, right? That's selfish. That means I'm rewarding myself by doing something I want to do and not doing something that she would have to come back and do herself. You know what I mean? So if there's washing to be done or iron, or not ironing, actually, I never iron. I'm terrible at ironing. I've been banned from ironing. But if there's washing up to do, I do it because that's the right thing to do. But I don't do it because I'm going to feel great with having done the washing up. So I'm motivated in that way. But have you ever tried any tools or self-help books or YouTube videos that you actually wouldn't need to because you're motivated?
Never tried it.
I've watched a few because I sense it as a problem, and like procrastination, as although it's fun for me to do and I'm happy to do it, it does lead to bigger problems down the line because you don't get things done on time. You miss deadlines, you upset people, you lose work, whatever it might be. I watched, I can't remember the guy's name, which is a shame because it could help people. I'll try and remember. Tweet me at Flav_Bateman if you want to know what this YouTuber is called. But he basically, he said the point of resistance, which I mentioned a bit earlier, whereas you're doing something you want to do instead of actually working. And what you need to do is the feeling, the sense of dread, and it's sometimes as bad, that it's as bad as having a feeling of dread. Not the fighting cop work, but previously when I had to go to work on a Sunday. Everyone knows a feeling on a Sunday evening. Songs of Praise is finished.
Ugh, Sunday blues.
And you know the working week begins again on Monday. And if you're in London or some sort of urban metropolis, you're going to have to meet people. You're going to have to get on tubes with them, buses. And then you're going to have to get in an office chat. And you're going to have to talk about what you did for the weekend. All that constant drone-like behaviour. That feeling that was conjured in inside you is dread. That's what I used to feel on a Sunday night. But once you get to work, within an hour, it's gone. You've forgotten about it because you've started that process and everything kicks into gear. And the feeling of that dread feeling you felt on a Sunday is gone completely, even though you're now doing the thing that you dreaded. It makes no difference because it's gone. So it begs the question, why do you have the dread at all, altogether?
Yeah.
But in order to get past that, all you have to do is the moment of resistance. If you get through that, the rest will follow. So that for me, it might be opening my laptop for the first time and seeing my desktop all messy, which it used to be. I've cleaned it up since. As soon as I got past that, I could sit and work for hours. But the thought of doing that would be the thing that stopped me. And once you just have the willpower to get past that little moment, which isn't painful at all, you begin working, and there's no issue.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And
it's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What about who? When you think of motivation, who's the most motivated person you know? I wonder if we're going to say the same person.
Should we say after three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Bardi.
Bardi?
Bardi is insanely motivated.
He is. Yeah, our friend. So people that don't know, this is our friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours.
He's hyper competitive. He never forgets. If someone's wronged him, he never forgets.
He's the most driven person I've ever known. His personal fitness regime is insane. I mean, he went from being quite overweight and not interested in running at all to being a ridiculously fast marathon runner within the space of about a year. And now he's running marathons every year. He's going on 10K runs three or four times a week.
Yeah.
He eats a crazy diet to keep himself in shape.
It's and weird,
he
isn't
never
it?
Wastes any time. Everything seems to have an allotted time slot in his life. He's so driven.
Yeah, you're right. Now you say that. I don't give him enough credit for how much he's changed his life and how motivated he must be. It would be good to talk to him.
It comes from within him as well. That's the thing. It's somehow come from within himself. I want to change. I want to do better, and I want to push myself to do it.
Absolutely, and that's what you see in people. Often, if you're people, I'm not saying this is Bardi, and I'm sure he won't like us just talking so openly about him. But he was overweight when we met him, and perhaps he wasn't happy with the way he looked. Definitely wasn't, because he's a bit of a fattest now, isn't he? But I think a lot of motivation for people, especially in fitness, and you know, people that build themselves up to be really muscular and like wamp, do you know what I mean? Like really big. Like, I wonder where the motivation for that comes from, and if it is a healthy place, because you think of motivation as a positive thing, don't you?
Mm.
You think it's, but what motivates you to do good could also motivate you to do bad to yourself.
Sure.
Like, someone close to me, her daughter is severely anorexic at the moment, and she's motivated to not eat and not drink through an aspect of self-harm. That's motivation as well. It's like what you said there about Bardi, that it coming from within. It comes from what you are and how you brought up and what's happened to you and how you feel about yourself.
And you have to channel it in the right way and not let it become a compulsion, an obsession rather than a motivation, I guess. And that's the thing, is where do you draw the line? Where do you stop yourself? Where do you maintain a sense of balance in your life? That must be really, really difficult. If you want to achieve something in a certain way, how do you stop yourself going overboard? That must be hard.
Yeah, well, you lose sense of what's of reality.
Perspective,
You use your sense of what's healthy and what isn't, and what you consider to be healthy, and the mental impact of being...
Ah, our 15 minutes are up.